Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, I've got my winner of Love Island on the pod. It's Whitney, darling. Hello. That was me clapping. Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm buzzing that you're here. I want you to know, I watched your season religiously and nearly punched TVs multiple times. Not because of you.
Oh, then why? Because of me.
Yeah. Not because of you. I loved it. How did you find the season?
Well, living it was great. Towards the end, it was definitely like draining.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
They squeezed every bit of content out.
Did they scout you or did you sign up?
I got a DM.
Nice.
From, I don't know if I can say his name.
Maybe not say his name.
Okay, I got a DM from ITV casting and then I actually responded like a year later.
Oh.
And yeah, literally I was like, fuck it, let me just reply.
Yeah.
And then I, applied.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I got the call 4 days later.
Yeah.
And then I was out like 3 weeks
you were
later.
Flown out.
Yeah.
We flew that.
Period.
Flew that. So you go in there. What did you think of the selection of men to start with?
Looks wise, initially I went in top three. Obviously it was Mehdi, Ty and Andre.
You know, I was shocked that you, we all shocked that you went for Mehdi.
Why?
I don't know why, but I just never saw you two together.
But you know what? For me, I kept saying that if I'm going to go on Love Island, I'm going to go on.
And, some,
you know what I mean? I'm going to find something different.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go for
the usual.
Do you know what I mean? I've got that at home. I'm not going to go for what I have at home. That's what I'll say to all the boys, like, or like all the, can I say black boys?
Of course you can.
All the black boys, I'll be like, you know, you're home. Like, I was going on there to find something different.
And you did.
Yeah, I did.
And we fucking love that. I'm here for it. I want to, we'll go back and forth, but the reunion, when you saw Mehdi again.
Yeah.
Your answer. When you went, I don't care.
When I didn't feel like that was savage.
That was, it was incredible to watch. It felt savage. It felt savage. We were like, oh.
I feel like I felt savage because everyone else was filtered.
Oh, but everyone was like pussyfooting around the asses there. Oh, 100%.
I don't feel like it was, I don't care, it's not savage.
Yeah.
I've said worse.
I bet you have. Janine. I love that.
Like,
have you had to speak to him since or not?
No.
Like even like a, see you around. I don't know what you're saying.
No, I've seen him. We all went out after the reunion.
Did you?
Yeah, we went to, was it Tape?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. Going there. And it's cool. Like when I see him, it's him looking the cool. So
is it weird seeing everyone out of the villa after?
I've actually only seen Catherine all the time. Like that's my G.
That makes sense.
Like, do you know what I mean? Love Kat. I've seen Ella.
Yeah, of course.
I've seen obviously Ty and obviously Lachan. Who else have I seen? Rucci.
Oh my
and
God.
And that's it. Yeah, I love Rucci.
She was done dirty, I have to say. She was
really
out so quick.
You know, I haven't watched it, so I don't know what you guys saw, but Rucci was a gangster. I heard that, I heard that she didn't get like what she was supposed to get, but she was a G.
No, like I was like, oh, she'll probably make it into like the final few weeks, and then she was out within like the second week. And I was well, never mind. The fault was there.
No, but Rucci's lit.
She seems lit, really like, nice. Did you meet Mal?
Yeah, I met
Mal. You did meet. What did you think of Mal?
Mal's an animation character.
Fucking love Mal.
Yeah, love her though.
But
she's
crazy.
She's one of a kind.
She is.
Yeah, she's one of a kind. I like Mal.
Love her. So let's go through your Love Island experience. First of all, I want to talk to you about the challenges.
Yeah, challenges.
How'd you find that?
You know me. I'm thinking of my hair.
Yeah.
These, I don't care about my wig.
Mm.
I'm literally like, I can't. But then
I can't get it with
I have to, like, you just forget.
Yeah, I think you smashed the sexy dance challenge, I've got to say. You smashed
that. Oh, that was, come on. That was
you were ready for it. I expected nothing less.
Thanks, babe.
All the time. But I don't know how you do it.
I feel like all the girls went in though, sexy dance challenge.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
was like everyone, Jess actually stole my drink. Because you obviously get one drink a night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get one
Even
drink
for
a night.
That.
Literally
like
one, yeah, though I went to go get my drink. Obviously, I was lost on to get with you.
Really? Right?
And then it was gone. And then Jess is literally just literally doing her sexy dance, went in. But I was like, where's my drink?
It like, was the tipsiest. It was probably, yeah. I heard one night she got really drunk accidentally.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
What happened?
It was a long late night. It was a casa night.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was she's obviously had one drink, the standard drink. And then we've been able to have another one like a few hours later. I think they won us like out longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was time to do debriefing. But in there, your alcohol tolerance goes down.
Oh, of course, because you're drinking for months.
It goes down. Yeah. Like, so she had that second one and she was just pissed. She was drunk.
Yeah.
Like, do you know about PK Humble, that song?
No.
PK Humble.
I can't say I do.
Oh my, oh.
I'm sorry. I'm Caucasian.
Yeah, but literally, I don't know who came in. Andre and Ty were doing it. Like, they always did PK Humble.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Then we started doing it. And then, obviously, like, Kat got the ick when Andre started doing PK Humble.
Yeah.
It was so funny. And then in Casa, Jess was so pissed. And we're trying to debrief. And then she was be going, PK Humble, PK Humble.
Oh, my
and Kat was just like... Just
put this girl to bed.
It was so funny.
Oh, like,
it
my
was so
God.
Funny. You had to be there to be.
I bet.
Like, honestly.
I wasn't.
It was lit.
But I got to look around your villa before you guys went in, and it is so much like, it's very compact to how it looks on TV, which is a bit skeptical because I can't imagine being with that many people for that amount of time in that short, like, small building, I'll be honest.
But I feel like, ITV know how to make things look the way they want to make things
look.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. Yeah, so, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what do you think of Scott?
Ask Atisha. I love Scott.
Yeah.
I love Scott. Like,
Because him and Catherine are all right now, no?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, Kat and Scott, they've been all right. Like, there was actually never, ever any animosity between them. But I feel like the way it was obviously edited... made it seem that way, but
it looks quiet.
No, like, we all be on FaceTime
together.
Really?
Because
that's the only reason. We were all on FaceTime together.
What?
Yeah, the other day. Like, it's not that.
The only reason she was voted out was literally because of that.
Yeah,
100%.
I know, but Kat was like...
That's so deep.
Okay, do you know what actually happened? It was a thing where, you know, the whole bag making thing?
Yeah. Of course.
Obviously, like, the guys that you're with, they're supposed to pack sentimental things.
Yeah.
And then Scott didn't pack Kat her bonnet.
The necessity.
Like, she sleeps like every single night. He didn't pack a bonnet, like, he didn't pack her nothing. And the bonnet for us was just like, damn,
the
like,
straw that broke
we all wear it every single night.
Yeah.
I didn't pack the bonnet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But then there was like one big jumper in there, and Kat wore it. She went to beach her and she was say, gas, like, Scott packed me this jumper.
Bless.
And then come out, and then Katie sees her. She's like, can I take my jumper off?
No.
It was so funny.
It was Katie's jumper.
It's Katie's jumper. It was so funny.
Today's sponsor of the podcast is BetterHelp. It is always important to talk about your feelings or talk to someone about what is going on in your life, whether it is big or small, and that is where BetterHelp comes in. All you've got to do is fill out a form and you'll be matched to a licensed therapist that you can also switch with no extra cost at any time. Having a busy schedule is no issue with BetterHelp. Whether you're at uni, whether you have a full-time job, whether you're a parent, it doesn't matter because BetterHelp is all online and you can do it at any given time to suit your busy schedule. I'm someone who likes to bottle things up and then wait until it all gets on top of me and have a nice little four-hour cry. But I don't have to do that anymore because I can go to BetterHelp and speak to someone and I feel like a weight has come off my shoulders once I've done it. BetterHelp also helps you become the best version of yourself, so it is a win-win. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All you've got to do is visit betterhelp.com/savinggrace to get 10% off your first month. That is betterhelp.com/savinggrace for 10% off of your first month. Get yourself in the better frame of mind to better yourself using BetterHelp. Thank you for sponsoring today's podcast.
But yeah, so that's how the Ellen story
I want to talk about the speech that Katie did that night, because on TV it looks really awkward, right? But is it that awkward in person when she outed? Okay, two things. Number one, do you think Molly and Zach actually made it official at that point? And number two, was that, do you think, I don't know, was that meant to come across like that, do you think?
These
are my questions I've been harboring up through the season.
Kate, honestly, like, I feel like Zach speaks to the boys, so they have more insight,
yeah.
hence why they'll be rooting for him.
Yeah, Molly. Of course.
Whereas Molly doesn't really speak to the girls, so we didn't get a lot of insight into their relationship.
Yeah.
So, like, we would find out when everyone knows, but we don't know. So when Katie said it, obviously, like, she told us a lot before that.
Did she?
Yeah, she told the girls before. So then she said it again at the speech, and it was like, well, damn. That's why it was messy, because it was like, you're repeating yourself.
But it made great TV.
Yeah, everyone was shocked.
Great.
Because Molly literally, she had a conversation with Molly, and Katie was like to Molly how, Molly was like to Katie how she didn't want it to be public.
Right.
And then Katie did
right
it.
On the speech, like, here you go.
We were like, okay. Like, cheers.
I guess. Yeah. Well, you know when you're in Castro Moore?
Yeah.
Can you hear what's going on in the villa?
What, in the main villa?
Mm.
No.
At all.
Only if you like scream really loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it actually is really far apart.
Did you know at the time, because I remember you were like live from the beach hut on After Sun, and everyone went fucking crazy when you went on the screen. I don't know if you could hear it or what. Did you know the reception you were getting or not?
No.
Not at all.
There's all this perception that I knew I was like public's favourite. I put in quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
Interpretation.
Yeah.
Quote, don't come for me. So I only found out when it was literally like, you know, the couples.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, I didn't know.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone would come in and say like, oh my gosh, we love you. But then all the girls would get the same energy. Like they'll say, okay. I love Jess. I love Ella. I love, as in everyone would get the same energy. So I just thought like we were all loved. It was a good cast.
Yeah.
I was never singled out by production saying, you're so amazing, sweetie. You're doing well. Like I was never, ever singled out. Only when I saw it's given on the walls, I was like, well, damn.
Like, I try.
Yeah.
Is that when the, was it the unhumble thing? Is that what it was? The word? Unhumble,
bombastic side eye. It was smug.
That was it. Smug. Smug.
Yeah.
Do you think that got you more because you were in the villa, or were you just like, what the fuck?
No,
because I get it either way.
For me, it was like when we got voted favorite couple.
Yeah,
obviously, yeah, I can see how it's a good thing, but. Yeah. I just feel like the whole point of Love Island is to be favorite couple.
Yeah, of course.
So that preemption was just like, why would you do that? And we all know it's not going to get good energy. Like, you can't announce good things to people that want the same thing.
Yeah, it's true.
And expect a good reaction.
Yeah.
So it was only after then you get the tunnel vex of like, oh, you're smug.
But also,
you're this.
What the fuck are you meant to do? It's not your fault that you voted favourite couple. Do you know what
but
I mean?
I didn't even like celebrate it. There was not one conversation I had with someone where I'm like,
woo!
Yay, like,
yeah.
favourite couple, yeah. no. Because
it's
just given an evil eye. Like, yeah, what do you mean? Yeah. Like, we've still got journeys and weeks ahead of us.
Yeah.
How do you mean favourite couple?
Yeah, and it changes all the time in a place like that as well, especially with the way things are filmed.
Exactly.
Was there any arguments that you haven't watched it, but that you don't think were shown?
No. No, but I will say that obviously like some arguments are cut out.
Right.
I guess for the bigger narrative.
I don't understand why they do, because I would rather, I'm not gonna lie, and respectfully, obviously, I don't care about people in love. I wanna see the drama. I wanna see it all kicking off.
Okay, so I think like you're referencing the whole, what did I see on socials? Me and Katie had an argument off camera.
Did you?
In Casa. No, it wasn't like that.
I didn't even know that, but yeah.
Oh, I feel like it was that conversation.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
it was like, I don't know if it got aired, but there was an argument. It wasn't even an argument. It was the night that we all had two drinks and everyone was like lit.
Mm.
And it was a thing where Kat came to me and told me something.
Yeah.
That Ella said to Katie.
Oh shit. Okay.
And obviously I just went straight to Ella and asked her.
On the second
what was
drink.
Said. Like
fuck was that?
And then Kat and Ella started arguing. And whilst they're arguing, Katie's like to me, Zach doesn't even like you. That's when she started saying, roll the tape.
I forgot. Like, I fucking forgot. You had a random, it was like a 5 minute thing with Zach and then it was just over. Fair play.
Yeah. That, but it wasn't like a big argument. I think it was just more like it's been brewing and like
you've been waiting.
Yeah, KDB using other people's situations to talk.
So yeah,
that was her opportunity to talk about that.
You know, when you came out the villa, did you obviously because you hear about all the podcasts that everyone's done, not just KD?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get a bit like, oh, fuck off? about all the podcasts, or did you not mind?
I don't really look into it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
She keeps herself.
I'm in a real life. I don't really look into it. I get the odd... unless I hear my name, like it's a swipe.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I think algorithm move. Like,
yeah. But no, like nothing really stood out for me apart from maybe the getting ready, taking hours to get ready.
Yeah.
But it's like I wear a wig.
I mean,
babe, and I have to meet my face.
Absolutely fair.
And she's an outfit.
Like, yeah. Yeah, let
I'm
me
not
live.
I'm not even going to get ready.
Let
girl.
Me live. But I think the arguments were, do you know what the most awkward thing to watch was, is when the producers obviously forced you and Ella to just sit there to try and talk it out, and both of you were just like, yeah, it was
like
amazing. Sit
like
And also, if someone forces you to do a conversation when you're not ready as well, like it's too soon, it's not going to be resolved yet.
Yeah, I feel like naturally me and Ella, we bicker, but it's a thing where we bicker, make up.
Mm-hmm.
Kat, like when me, Ella and Kat was inside the villa, mm-hmm. Kat's like the middle ground between me and Ella.
Right.
So she's able to bridge me and Ella's personalities because we were quite similar. So obviously once Kat's left, we're obviously kind of like maneuver.
Like cats and dogs. Yeah,
but the gag is we weren't even at it. Mm. The whole selfish comment, it wasn't like, I feel like it was overproduced.
No, but I think it makes sense though. Like when you argue with your friends, you argue over the littlest shit.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to make it seem bigger than it is, but it was the most petty shit. But it makes sense because when you're living...
First of all, it wasn't about the shower.
It was. No. She can shower when she wants to shower.
It wasn't about the shower.
Of course. Of course.
But obviously I can see how it was perceived on TV, but like literally it wasn't that. Like it was so misconstrued.
Well, as you guys said, you guys are like sisters, so of course.
Yeah. So it was like, I feel like it was very like, there was too much focus on that. So you got to ask yourself, why?
It was a dry week. Yeah. What are you hiding?
Yeah.
I've got some questions from my Instagram people. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Take a sip, darling. Get ready. Right. Who was, okay, we'll say this in a nice way, but who was the worst to live with? It can be like messy or, you know.
I actually don't think like anyone was the worst to live with. I don't have a worst person to live with.
That's fair. Did you mind living with Mitch?
I loved Mitch.
Do you love Mitch?
Yeah.
I love that.
I literally love Mitch. He's so messy and honest, but like he's himself.
Insane.
I love Mitch.
It was the funniest thing to watch. Did you ever watch back when he said to Abby and Ella, he was like, yeah, fuck Ella, I'm all for you. Walks away, goes to Ella. Yeah, fuck Abby, I'm all for you. And we were just watching it like, I can't believe that's just happened.
Mitch is hilarious.
It was amazing to watch.
And he's not even like acting. That's the thing. That's I feel like it comes across that he's acting. He's literally like that.
Next question is, when does the song drop?
When do you want it to drop?
I want it tomorrow.
Tomorrow, cool.
Yeah.
DM Ty.
Yeah. Okay, I'll DM Ty. Yeah. I'll take it. Do you feel like now you've come out of the villa that you feel like that's been overdone or not?
The song, I feel like, well, for me, I don't feel like I've been going like ham on the song.
No, not at all.
But I feel like other people have.
Yeah. Well, it went viral.
Yeah.
So when you were in there, it went so viral. Like everyone was using the sound because just no one expected that to come out of you and Ty. We were just like, what the fuck?
It was a good song. Like, do you know how it started? I was literally, you know, I always say it's given mad bitch mm-hmm. and like we always sing and dance to
love
it.
That, yeah.
And Ty be rapping during lunch. I'm like, what, you want to jump on the track? Like, and then he just wrote it. I was just like, well, I need you to help me write mine because this is who I am and put it into lyrics.
Yeah.
And yeah, he
give
did
us
it.
A song out.
Yeah,
stunning. I can't wait for it to be okay. What is the most bizarre rule that is set by producers in the villa?
Bizarre.
Yeah, that was a tricky one, but I thought
bizarre.
That was quite a good one.
What's the craziest rule? It was having the mics on all the time.
Yeah. Jarring
all the time, as in like literally step out the shower, put your mics on. They're so on it.
Do you have to keep the mics on while you're on the toilet?
No, when you're go into the toilet,
yeah,
well, you can keep it on, but it's just got to be with you. You can take it off and put it on the side. Yeah. It's got to be with you.
When I, because the toilets, when I went in the villa, there's like, the toilets are all in little rooms that you don't see, but there's still cameras in them.
Yeah, babe.
That's weird.
They're really in your business.
But I don't know why there are cameras in there.
No, but they always say there's cameras in here just in case there's an accident and we need to
pass out on the loo.
Yeah, like,
I'd be scared to get my pussy out. I wouldn't know what to do.
Eventually, like, you just get used to it. Like,
or, like, twerk into the camera and like, that, Steve. Oh, was there any point where you wanted to leave the villa?
To be honest, after, like, I felt like with the whole Mehdi situation,
yeah,
I opened up a lot to him. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it wasn't an instant, but, like, it was getting there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then, obviously, he got dumped. And then there's Casa. And then, obviously, production's telling you, talk to these boys. Talk to these. And I'm not a, like, I'm not I don't chase man.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Shouldn't. Yeah.
So for them to tell me, go and talk to this person, go and talk to, mind you, like, I'm friends with the girls. Mm. So, like,
you'd rather just spend your time with them.
Yeah, I'd rather just chill with them. I don't want to, like, be looking for man.
Yeah.
So it was like Casa. I was like, no, this is too much. All this for man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just remove
put that on
me
a t-shirt.
Effect.
Put that on
yeah,
a t-shirt.
Like, it was just too much.
Was the villa everything you expected it to be?
Oh, do you know what? Yes and no. Yes. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like when you go in there and yeah. live it, like, it is what you expect it to be.
Yeah, cool.
But then when you deep it, like, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
You're always being filmed. And it just gets annoying sometimes.
Do you think the, like, not being able to have someone in control of your account affected you? Because I'm going to say, compared to Winter Love Island, all of your followers and stuff have banged now.
Yeah.
Whereas when you guys were in it, they weren't. Did you think it affected you or not really?
Before, I had 400 followers on Instagram. Oh, not a social media,
humble
babe.
Beginning, darling. Yeah.
So, like, I don't really, like, I love followers. Like, I'm happy to have them.
Yeah.
But I've never really, like, had, I didn't go in there with, like, that ideology. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I get you.
Yeah.
It's always good to have a little, why are people, everyone's always like, who smoked and vaped? People are so interested in it. But, like, you can't give that away, though.
Zach and Katie.
I see Katie as a vapor, to be fair.
So, literally, I'm ready early, can I go for a vape?
Me.
Like, literally, yeah, like...
Was that the only people that smoked and vaped?
No, like, the boys did, like, snus.
You love some snus in there?
Yeah, some of the boys did snus.
People did...
I would say Zach's the only one that actually smoked.
That's fair.
I would try, like, sometimes...
Out of boredom.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm here for 2 months, but then they'll be like, no... No.
Yeah, they can make me try anything after the sixth week and I'll be like, cool.
You're not allowed. If you don't declare it, you're not allowed any of that. You can't just add it on.
Really?
No.
Oh, no, because I'd go in and be like, I'm going to give up. And then halfway through, like, nah,
no, if you didn't declare it, you are not allowed.
God forbid.
As in, like, no.
I can never
They're so
me.
Strict.
Right, that's it. Did you get to keep anything from the villa?
Well, I have stuff from the villa. I don't know if I'm allowed to keep it.
But... You just took that home.
Where? I got a hill or two, but you are allowed to go shopping. Yeah. Like, you know, there's loads of boots stuff.
Yeah.
So you are allowed at the end to, like, pick what you want.
Oh, I fucking would.
And if you're leaving, like, you can pick.
Did you ever hate any of the outfits you were put in?
Hate.
Okay, maybe hate was a strong word.
Oh my God. Like, yes.
Oh.
The final. Oh my
God. I heard like you didn't like your makeup.
Like, babe, literally black and red.
But were you not allowed to do it yourself at the final? You had to have someone do it for you?
I feel like for me, it boils down to just being rude. Like, you know, everyone's sitting there, getting their makeup done, you're there with your bag, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And it's like, who's this girl I think she is? So it's kind of like, you just got to ride the wave.
Yeah.
And, like, hold it.
Listen, I've learned from experiences. I've had, like, 5 makeup artists before that did my makeup and I was too scared to say it looks like shit.
Yeah.
So I'd do shoots and be like, I've got to share this. I've got to share this and say I love it. But when you find the right... I mean, you do your makeup amazingly, so you don't
fucking... Thank you.
It's all right. How do you feel about Lachlan's limited screen time? Because I feel like he wasn't shown him.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the gist I've got from other people, everyone thinks that Lachlan's just like nice guy.
Yeah.
And like pushover and says what I want.
Oh, nice.
But it's like, he is the nice guy, but he's definitely not a pushover. Like,
no.
He's not a pussy.
He loves a spreadsheet. Do you know what I mean? He's very put together.
Yeah. Like, he's just like a man's man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hate
that. Doesn't come across like, you don't have to be overly to be a man.
Are you guys living with each other now?
No, bitch. What the
Okay, no, right?
We're not living, gal, no. We're not them kind of people.
But slow that's and good. Because
wins the race.
I feel like if we just go straight into it, it'll be too much. You can't accustom to your new life and shit and also be dealing with living with someone on the outside too.
Yeah, I just feel like for me, it's not by force.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to move him. Like, it's not that deep. It's been, I get it when you're in there, time's enhanced. Yeah,
but it's
damn,
not real life.
Like, do you know what I mean? That's too much for me personally. Damn. Like, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. That is so
funny. But eventually,
funny.
Yeah.
Did you sneak anything in that you weren't allowed?
No. Like, they're really strict. I wasn't allowed to bring a hot comb in.
What?
Yeah, everything's got to get checked, like electrically.
See the Dyson
like,
bloody air wrap.
It's so annoying.
That's
they're
horrible.
Dyson. Oh my God.
Also,
like, no.
Let in the hot comb.
The hot comb.
Do you know what I mean? But like, why would you not? Why would you not
no,
do
they
that?
They did. They did. Like, Kat's one got approved. But when Kat was leaving, obviously I know it was sad and that. But I was like, Kat, please, that hot comb.
I also.
Me in there. She said, no, babe. I've got to do after sun. But then they brought me in the hot comb.
I've got to be there. Thank God.
Yeah, they brought me in the hot comb.
Apparently you knew that Molly was back because you guys got given her curlers or something by accident.
Oh, we were all getting ready in CASA. And then I was using GHD black curlers. I'm thinking, I've used this before.
Yeah,
and I
was but like, where?
I was just thinking, damn, like Molly. Yeah. Like, someone stole her curlers.
We got a thief.
But someone did say that, oh, I think Molly's back, but I went deep in it.
Oh, really?
But I was so thinking, why would she resurrect?
So were you shocked when you saw her again?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, bitch.
Girl.
Like, I was thinking, damn, this is going to be tea.
Oh, 100%. Was she fine with you, though, after that? Because obviously you and Zach had that thing.
Yeah, I didn't get any vibes from Molly.
Good.
Like, mm-mm.
We love that. Someone said it's giving bad, bitch. People... love it's giving back. Did you know that was going to be a thing or you just say it?
Well, you know, I just be saying shit.
Oh,
like,
I
just don't know. I'm just me.
Yeah, I'm just being me.
Do you know what I mean?
At the end of the day. I loved it. It was like, it's like a tick. Like we all constantly say it.
Oh, thanks.
No, but like, it'll be like, your granddad's dead. They'll be like, I'm just giving bad bitch. And they're like, it's not the time, Grace, is it? Let's be real. You don't have to answer this one. Who was the most different off camera? But you don't have to answer
You
that.
Know who.
Fair. Someone said, did anyone pleasure themselves in the villa?
Well, have sex in the villa.
Well, I think have a wank.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, actually, both questions. Does anyone have a wank?
I don't know if anyone had a wank.
Yeah, I suppose, why would you know that?
Like, yeah, why would I know
on
that?
On top of the sheets, like, one minute,
that's
guys.
That's, like, a bit weird.
Who had sex? Everyone.
Me and Lachlan definitely did not have sex.
Thank you for clearing that up. I
like, we didn't do nothing.
I can't, no, but I couldn't imagine you anyway in that villa having sex, I'll be honest.
Yeah, no.
In the hideaway, do people have sex?
I don't know, because all the girls will come up from the hideaway like, no, we did nothing. But obviously, like, you hear things.
Now, I'm sorry. Someone puts me in that room. It's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's got to think, why are people so attached?
Now, do you know what? That makes sense. That's answered it all for me. Are you happy with the way you came across on Love? I know you haven't watched it, but do you feel happy in yourself how you came across on Love Island?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like apart from the Ella argument,
yeah,
I'm pretty happy.
Were you shocked when you, like, what was your reaction when you finally got your phone back?
I just wanted to call my mum.
Humble queen. I'd be straight on Instagram.
No.
Oh, bro, how many have got blue tick?
Yeah.
I love that.
I didn't have a blue tick until like probably a week after.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Lachlan still ain't got his.
Free Lachlan.
Like, honestly, free my man.
Give that man a tick, please. Any advice for future Love Islanders?
Be yourself. Like, honestly, be yourself. No one's going to be you, so you do it well.
Somebody's a vile. Did they force you to get in the pool at any point?
Oh, that pool. Like, when I say my cameras were stinking.
Really?
Like, babe, because I wear wigs and they're in cameras underneath it.
Okay.
So when I'm jumping in that pool, like, think about the wig, think about the camera.
Did you get it wet?
How else?
Because of course you jump in it. I'd be getting step by step.
No.
Maybe I'd be thinking, now that's, I'd tend to go fuck themselves.
No, but it came to a point where I was just like, actually kind of like in the pool.
You've got a wig business.
Yeah.
Are you going to carry that on now you're out?
Yeah.
As you should. Do it while your platform's rife and stuff. Because people loved your fucking hair.
Oh,
it would always be, it would just always look amazing. No hair out of place.
Thank you, babe.
Fuck you, because even... Even on a good day, I've got split ends, flyaways flying about.
Thank you. Come to see.
Someone said, what oil do you use on your legs? We have to know.
Oh, Vaseline. Vaseline, but you know the oil done? One.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I cream and then oil on top.
You were shining, girl.
Yeah.
So obviously you came out the villa and you had loads more followers than you started off with. How are you finding it now you're out?
For me, honestly, like, nothing's changed. Yeah. I still do the same shit. Yeah. Like, go through Camden, see people. But the gag is, like, I feel like when I see people, they're just like, oh, hey, Whitney. Like, hey, babe. Like, like, it's just, like, cool vibe.
Yeah, no one's screaming in your face.
No, it's not. It's obviously, like, you get people that come up to you, like, excited. But I don't see it as, like, a fangirl. I just see it as, oh my good sis, what are you saying?
Jane, wait, do it, because you made me laugh on your Instagram. You were like, yeah guys, sorry, I will post, but I just don't really do it. Like, I just don't, I know you want to see shit, but I just don't do this.
It's so
I
was funny.
Like, fair. People are like angry at you, like, I post know your fucking story.
I have
like,
one auntie in my DM, she's like, Whitney, the way we fought for you, please post. Like, she's like, please. Oh, my auntie, I'm gonna post.
Twitter was on your side the whole time. They fucking loved it. And what is Lochan like? Because you see him a lot.
Oh yeah, I do see Lochan a lot.
Tell me.
Don't live with him, but I see him a lot. I actually stay at his mum's house but quite a bit as well. We have good sleepovers. Like, he's very family orientated.
Yeah, which is nice.
Very family orientated. Yep. He's funny. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy. Like, he actually is the nice guy.
Yeah.
Very corporate.
Love that.
Like, we're so opposite but the same. It's
he
so
loves
funny.
Spreadsheets.
Oh, loves a spreadsheet. Like, when we're planning, it's like spreadsheet.
I love that.
I'm just like, why are you
doing spreadsheet? Have to do shit though.
I know.
He's planning a day out and he's got an itinerary. And I respect it.
No, he's just so corporate. That's so corporate. Like, so corporate.
Yeah.
It's
and we
so
love
funny.
That.
So for him, like, the transition between corporate to, like, what is it? I wouldn't say influence in life, but
it's simple,
that
I
kind of
you.
Like free-spirited kind of life.
Very
different. It's very different.
Have you had any, like, what's your funniest memory coming out the villa now?
It's just the people that come up to you, like, you're walking past and then you just start that. Like, it's so funny. Like, I'm like, hey, babe. It's so
startle
funny.
The crowds.
Yeah, no, it's just so funny, people's reactions.
Of
it's
course.
It's hilarious. And they're always like, you look smaller in real life. You're not tall. Like,
do you think though?
I don't know.
I think I don't.
I'm 5'5". I don't know.
You come across taller. What shoes are you wearing?
New Balance.
I think you came across taller. I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's what everyone says to me. Like, you're tiny. Oh. I'm literally like, babe, I'm 5'5".
I mean, your pocket's
smaller.
I love it. Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
No, I have definitely seen smaller.
Well,
I think it's a power move. Don't you worry. I love that, but I feel like it's so nice that you can get on with his parents too, because I think, you know, the worst part is meeting someone's parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's horror.
No, they're very inclusive.
Were you shitting yourself though?
No, they're really nice people. Like, before, inside the villa, Lockham was obviously, like, very, very nice. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, you're sus.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be
something. Do you know what I mean? So when I met his parents, like, you know, you can understand. Because, like, I can see where you got that from.
Yeah, they were
and
so
they are
sweet.
Really nice people.
When they came in, I was like...
Yeah, they're very... Me and his mum are so similar in personality.
Your family was really nice too. And you both have great families.
Yeah.
I have to say, they were both fucking great.
Yeah, I'm going to big myself up on that. We
as
do.
You should, yeah.
We really
yeah.
do have good families. Yeah. Like,
as
lit.
You should. Have they met a lot, both your families?
No, not really. I feel like Lochan comes to mind, or I'll stay at Lochan's, like his mum's, because obviously, like, he lives by himself with his friends,
right.
And he also goes back home as well. So, like, it's just like...
Oh, does he live with his friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did your friends think when you came out? Or did they,
my
were
friends,
they just like...
I think they were shocked. When I went on to Love Island, I only told my mum.
No, you really kept that a secret.
Like,
you're
even
so
my sister, was like, where are you packing to go to? I'm literally like, why don't know?
Yeah.
And then she's like,
Ibiza.
Literally, next thing to know, oh, Whitney's going to Jamaica with a sugar dad. I'm literally like, yeah, and what about it?
Yeah.
Like,
deal with it.
Yeah.
That's fucking mental that your sister didn't even know.
No.
Fair fucking play.
Yeah.
If that's me, I'd be like, my whole neighborhood, I'd be like, guys.
Yeah, I know. Because Jeff was literally like, I didn't really tell him, like, there's so much people. I didn't really tell so much people. And then I'm like, really? How many people did you tell? She was like, 10 of my best friends.
184.
I'm like, 10 best friends. Well, damn, Jez. I just told my mum's my best friend, so like, evil eye is real. Like, unless something's happened, I'm not
should
gonna
never
cook
say
my
it.
Fish. I'm not that girl.
Hot topic.
Let's go.
Maya Gemma.
Yeah, Maya Jama.
Tell me everyone's reactions to Maya Jama.
Maya Jama's sexy.
She's so fucking.
She's very sexy.
If I get reincarnated, let it be as her.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I see that in your story.
On every, yeah, I wish. What did the boys think of her in the villa?
Everyone fancied Maya Jama.
Did they think they had a chance of her?
Obviously not. Like, come on, guys. We're all here together on Love Island. How you mean?
Do you know what? But she's back with Stormzy, though.
I love that.
And I'm not going to lie. I love that.
Fangirling. I love that situation.
I'm like, sad because she definitely wanted to keep that private, but I'm really happy I saw it. I'm so happy.
I just love that duo. Like, literally, me and Lachlan watching, we're like, he be watching it, like, listening to lessons and watching it. I'm thinking, like, Lachlan, get a grip.
He's got a spreadsheet out with the lyrics, like, so he said this, and
he really loves that. I love it. I feel like everyone loves it. That's
100%.
Like a duo we wanted to see back together.
And was she just as nice that like, when she'd come into the villa?
Oh my gosh, yeah, we would have scenes together, and she's just, like, laughing at me. I'm like, why are you laughing to this? Like, we couldn't do some scenes together. It was so funny. The producers were like, stop laughing. I'm like, it's her.
Like, blame the host. Oh, I love that, because she is just as nice in person.
Yeah, no, she really is. Like, she'll be coming in, and the boys just be sat there watching her do her takes. I'm literally like,
it makes me die, but she'd come in and be like, yeah, you're going home. But because it's from my jam, I'll take it. But yeah,
you're
absolutely right.
Yeah. That was interesting.
So what are your plans now for the future?
My plans for the future are...
You're not going to do a fast fashion deal, are you?
No.
Appreciate that. I do.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
But that's not my vibe. Like, I'm more like, I would only ever do something that I actually want to do and like care for and can really relate to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do something for a quick coin.
Like, well, we've all been there.
So like, that's just not my vibe. If I ever like promote anything or do something, it's only because I actually,
I'm like,
it's not that deep.
So future, do something that you only like.
Yeah.
Something that's going to be, love that.
Yeah.
Maybe I want something, I don't know what I want. I want a shot glass that says it's giving bad B. I want shot glasses of that.
Shot glass.
Mm.
But the gag is, like, drink. I do like drinking, but that's, I'm not a party girl. So I would love never that do you. That. That's okay. The thing.
Maybe just for me.
Yeah, maybe we can get you one.
Just maybe get me one.
I'm not a party girl. I'm a homebody. I'm actually a homebody. I just look the part, but it's really fake.
I love that.
Like,
yeah, but clubbing shit.
Oh, so shit.
I don't know how you went to tape.
Oh,
I don't know how you pulled yourself out there.
Yeah, when you ain't been out in a minute, it was a good one to see everyone.
You'd gone anywhere.
Have a big boogie. Do you know what I mean? Like, anywhere.
Was that night messy or not really?
No, Lachlan took me out of the club early. I was itchy, like, bopping. But then he was like, cab's outside, let's go. I'm like, well, damn. My man.
Yeah.
I'm coming. Like.
What are your feelings on the reunion?
But do you know what? When I watch reunions, I think love and hip hop.
Drama,
scandals. Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But the reunion was very much like censored.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not what the people want. That's not what I wanted.
The only person that gave it for me was Abby.
Oh yeah, she even Abby that. Said that. I was like, well, damn, you go, Abby.
Yeah.
Crazy cracker. She
did
is.
It. She did
like,
that.
But do you know what I mean? It was very like, I don't know, maybe because it's on that platform, they can't take it there.
Yeah.
But it was very censored. I didn't feel like anyone said what they were supposed to say.
Were you not allowed to, or was it just more people were a bit like cautiously treading?
I feel like it's a bit of both because you are like given like these your pre-questions beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, you are. So you can think of an answer.
Yeah, you can think of your answer. One of my questions got removed.
Really? What was it?
Yeah. It was like, how do you feel about Jess and Sammy winning? But then they removed it.
Why would they remove it, do you think?
Ask the people.
Yeah, no. Like, what do you think about Sammy and Jess winning?
Jess is my good sis.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like being in there, I wanted Jess to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Jess, like, she deserved that. But like I said before, Jess carried Sammy. And that's just what it was.
Yeah,
But Jess is a great girl. She could have won on her own. Like, I saw Jess winning. I always said that to her. I always saw Jess winning.
She has a lovely personality.
Yeah.
And she also, I feel like she got a lot of stick, like, especially from, I think it was Sammy or something, when he was like, she's just not really my type of girl. Jess is fucking
sensational. She's an it girl.
I would want to stand next to her because I'd feel like, shit, she is that girl. Do you know what I mean?
So
fair play to her.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm not going to make you name names. How many couples do you think will stay together out of your season?
I actually feel like...
this year, obviously.
I feel like everyone in the finals will stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Lachlan, obviously.
So I was trying, I was remembering who's in the finals. Yeah.
So me and Lachlan will definitely stay together.
Of course.
Ellen and Ty will stay together.
Of course.
Jess and Sammy, I feel like they'll stay together. Molly and Zach, I feel like we'll stay together.
You do?
Yeah.
You haven't seen the news, darling.
I know, everyone's actually shocked about my reaction. Whenever I say that, I'm like, no, I feel like they will stay together.
Well, I think if you come back as well from leaving, you've got to make it work, let's be real, and you come back together. So I do agree, I think they're similar.
No, I don't feel like they're that similar, but I feel like if I was a guy, if I was Zach, and obviously like, Zach's like from ends and whatnot, and then Molly's got that picture perfect family.
Yeah.
So if I was a guy, I would see that and like aspire to have that.
Wife.
So you know what I mean? Yeah. So I could understand why he would stay with that, like, because right, the blueprint's there.
Yeah.
So it's very much like just like feed into it.
I agree.
I would hope that they stay together because I feel like Molly is good for Zach.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Do you think Mitch and Ella are legit? Say no more.
No word.
Right.
Damn. I don't feel like they'll stay together. Like, no.
No.
Like,
yeah.
No. Respectfully.
Yeah.
No.
I do agree. But I feel bad because Ella seems so sweet. She's just like a little, I don't know. Just
Ella's, but my honest opinion, like, I'm going to have to agree with Abby on this. I feel like Mitch and Abby was more compatible than Ella.
I do see that. I do see that. And do you think Abby was done dirty with that whole thing?
What, the whole Mitch thing?
Yeah. You told her to chill out at one point. You were like, enough.
No, Abby was genuinely like losing it. But but I feel like you need to like look at the whys. It's easy to call a girl crazy.
But why does she feel that way?
A guy will always say my ex is crazy, but it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why is she crazy?
Do you think Ella came in for Ty?
Yeah, Ella, apparently her type's like, isn't it?
As in Ella B?
Yeah, Ella B.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why everyone was like.
I don't know why, I just never saw that.
Yeah, like
when I see her, I'd picture her with a really Essexy man like Sammy. I'd put them two together,
guys.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. We always said that Mitch and Ty are very different people.
Yes.
So it's like one extreme to another.
100%.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think anyone came in with a game plan?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people came in with a game plan.
Oh, you do? Like a lot of people.
One person. Yeah, babe.
Fair.
Yeah. But I feel like when you go on Love Island, like it's very rare that people come in with pure intention.
I mean, you know, when you go on Love Island, the chances are when you come out, you're going to get some deals and you're probably going to get some followers. It's a good base.
Yeah, it's literally survival of the fittest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there were people, how did you feel about the reaction when you voted out KD and was it Uzi?
Yeah.
When you came back into the villa? Because everyone was really pissed off with you.
I feel like, on the flip side, I feel like Mitch is a big character.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would never ever look at my decision and be like, oh my gosh, I made the wrong decision. Because I'm not going to lie, living in that house without Mitch.
And yeah.
Babe, I would have suffered.
Yeah.
Mitch is so funny. And I feel like every single person that's left the villa, it's been like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Bye. The next day, obviously we're sad for like 1 hour, but then we're cooking.
Yeah.
And then the next day, like we forget because you have to do different things. Mm-hmm. But Mitch is the only person that left the villa that everyone like cried for.
Yeah.
And it was a detrimental like impact.
Okay,
even though he's messy and crazy.
He's still got TV.
It's not even that. He's a great person to live with. He's literally that guy.
My next question is, do you think Katie had a boyfriend when she went in?
I heard that.
Yeah. Do you think that was true?
Well, she was wearing his bracelet, I heard.
Yeah, valid. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Ellie said that. Don't quote me.
Yeah.
Like,
allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. But like, yeah. I personally didn't hear it from her mouth.
Obviously,
can I say the person? Ellie would say it.
Right, like, right.
My decision wasn't based off of that.
No, yeah, of course.
Like, but yeah, and then when I come out and I heard it again, I was like, oh, well, damn.
Because that was going viral. That and she got paid to go in?
Well, I feel like if you know Katie's about her coin.
Yeah,
I don't feel like Katie's going to come back 10 years later to get her coin.
Oh, and you know you can ask for money too. If they want someone back.
ITV got coin.
Pay me. Yeah, of course they do. Come on. Biggest show around on.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like, I feel like KD was sent in on a mission.
Yeah.
a mission.
She completed that. She completed that. When she parred Zach for a kiss, I thought she's completed it. She's
really?
Completed that. That was the wildest thing
I've ever. I feel like Katie didn't do what she hoped to do when she come in.
Well, like stir the pot a lot.
No, I feel like if Katie would have come in a different series, she would have really like had her Katie season.
Yeah.
And, like, re-dominated. Mm-hmm. I feel like this cast was so strong.
Yeah, she couldn't really.
No.
It's too intimidating to come in.
Yeah.
Because you were close as well. It's too intimidating.
She was, yeah, no.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't have done it either. Yeah. So my last question to every guest that I have on is, what advice would you give to save Grace?
Does that work?
No.
I don't know what advice I'll give you. I feel like you're doing pretty well. I feel like I need to ask you, what advice would you give me?
Get the fucking bag, but don't get it the easy way.
Yeah.
And get your business fucking pumping. While you're fresh meat, darling. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to look into listen to the girl of the house in the new Porsche.
And just give me hair tips.
Congrats.
Thanks. I'll take it. And yeah, I think you're smashing it and you're doing it unlike any other Love Islander that's come off, which I think is a positive for you. So you'll go far. And I'm glad because we can spend more time together.
Yeah, we will spend some
a few drinks, darling. Do you want me? Anyway, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Welcome.
If you're watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. So bye.
Bye.
Bye.